Chapter 8. The Future. Coming together to stop climate change. Climate change is a problem for all the people of the world. One country on its own cannot find the solution. All the countries of the world need to work together on this problem. Countries also need to work together to develop in a way that is good for the Earth and does not damage it. Together, they need to help poor countries and communities to have a positive future. Many people from across the world have asked for countries to do more to stop climate change. In 2015, in Paris, countries agreed to cut the amount of fossil fuels they burn, to protect forests, and to increase the health of their soils. This was a very positive day for climate change. The steps that countries agreed to take in Paris are still not enough to stop warming going above 2 degrees Celsius, but the countries all agreed to do more in the future. Countries came together in Paris, France. People's Climate March. Cutting the amount of greenhouse gases we put into the atmosphere will help to stop the temperature on Earth increasing more. This is very positive for the future, but many people around the world will still have to live with the effects of climate change. So, in Paris, countries also agreed to help people to find ways to live in our warmer world and to protect them from the effects of higher temperatures. Making a better life for everyone. Trying to find solutions to the problem of climate change can be a very positive thing for many people and many companies. Across the world, companies can look for new things to make and new ways of doing things. They can work together with new people and can make new jobs. Finding solutions to climate change could make life better for people in many different ways. Lots of companies are now developing clean energies, and this is making many new jobs. Building companies are making new houses that are comfortable, use very little energy, and are cheaper to live in. Many new homes use very little energy. All the large car companies are now moving away from fossil fuels and are making cars that use electricity. Companies are also looking at ways of using new fuels in their cars and aeroplanes, including fuels from plants. This will cut the amount of carbon dioxide we put into the atmosphere. A lot of companies are now working with the idea of zero deforestation in everything they do. People cut down trees in forests all over the world. But in some forests, people cut down a tree and then grow a new tree. This is called zero deforestation. Companies across the world are now only using trees from forests like this. Countries, communities, and companies are trying to build a different future without people putting greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. This idea is growing fast and is now making a lot of money. Countries can help this change happen faster. They can make it cheaper to make and use cleaner energy, and more expensive to make and use fossil fuels. Asking companies to develop clean ways of doing things can make more jobs, stronger communities, and a better climate for everyone. One Earth. For hundreds of years, we have used more and more from the natural world, but there is still only one Earth. The number of people living on Earth grows every day, and every day we have a bigger and bigger effect on the Earth. For the communities of the world to have a positive future, we must find ways of living on the Earth without damaging it in the way we do today. We are already seeing the bad effects of climate change, but things may be much worse for our children and our grandchildren. We need to see that the Earth is in danger and act now to find solutions. Everyone must work towards stopping climate change, on our own and together. We can all help. Every day we can decide to do things that cut the amount of carbon dioxide we put into the atmosphere. Every day we can take positive steps to keep the natural world healthy. We have had a bad effect on the natural world for too long, and we need to stop now. If we are good to the Earth, only then can the Earth be good to us. Penguin Readers, Climate Change, His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales, Tony Juniper, Emily Shuckburgh. Level 3. Adapted by Hannah Fish. Illustrated by Ruth Palmer. Series Editor Sorrel Pitts. Read by Nigel Pilkington. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2019.